Red FM Breakfast
with Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
So the question is, if you looked exactly like a major superstar, like in music or in acting or whatever the case may be, what would life be like?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ty Jones is on the line. Hey! Morning, Ty. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
The world's number one Ed Sheeran lookalike. It is... Like, you look more Ed Sheeran than Ed Sheeran looks.
It's so true.
Do you know what I've heard that before?
It's absolutely wild. When did you realise that you were the bulb of Ed Sheeran?
Right soon as he started going on, like, little platforms, because he dressed like me. Which I never knew he existed. So I had the hoodie, the jeans, the long hair. And then my own friends genuinely thought that I secretly played guitar and sung.
You were leading a double life.
Singing, you get good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I never knew. So he was like a clone of me knocking about. And then they showed me a video of him and I was like, wow, that guy does look like me. And he's a cooler version. He plays guitar and sings and all that. And I don't.
So there are a good few Ed Sheeran lookalikes. I mean, you've all fallen out of the same gene pool. Whatever's been going on, either, you know, I don't know if you've looked into what your dad has been up to historically, but there's quite a lot of you out there. Did you ever get to meet Ed Sheeran? Have you ever met him?
I did, yeah. It was quite a few years ago. It was like a picture of him on the internet, like a meme.
Yeah.
So it was like quite a funny meme, and everyone thought it was Ed Sheeran, to the point where, like, there was like American radio stations interviewing him, going, "Hey Ed, what's this about you in the picture?" And then he's like, "I don't know. I must have been like drunk or something. I don't know." And
yeah.
then literally, he put on Twitter, he went, "I need to know who this guy is, just to clear the air, basically." And then his manager, like all my friends commented on the post saying it's Ty, and then his manager reached out and was like, come see, you know, Ed at Manchester.
Wow.
And actually got to meet.
Oh, that's really cool. I was really hoping that you'd say you'd tell us that you'd met him.
Because he'd absolutely love that. He'd just embrace all of that. Yeah. And also, it's good to have a body double in case he gets the flu before a world tour or something.
True.
So the very important question, can you sing, Ty?
I'm trying to at the minute, actually. I can play the guitar, so
okay.
I'm half of it out of the way. It's just the singing side to do some tribute work.
Yeah.
Well, you're halfway there with the guitar.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's all you need to do. A lad with a guitar that looks like Ed Sheeran is going to do all right
there
in life.
Go.
Now, talk to me about the insanity of the fan base, because you got chased down LA by so many fans. You had to run into a store and hide, right?
Yeah. Oh, from the boxing match.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, see, it was crazy that, because there was no way I could really properly distinguish that was Ed quick enough, because they just saw what they thought was Ed and then put it together with the British accent, and then in their minds they were 100% convinced that it was Ed. I was in the UK, thought, oh, you've got more of a Mancunian accent.
Yeah, of course,
Sort of tell. Whereas over there, they just hear a British accent, looks like the British singer, it's the British singer sort of thing, so it was absolutely just havoc.
Well, and have you had some fun with this? Because if I looked like Johnny Depp, I'd be having the crack. Like, I would be.
Too very.
You know, like,
but it's the little things, you know, like getting to airports and things like that.
Amazing.
You can sort of have, like, the people that you're working with, like, a bit more looser, so they're not too strict and stuff, and you can just, you know, get through a bit easy. But then you've got the fans that think Ed Sheeran's going on his next tour at the airport, and then there's like a bit of a, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it gives good, there's always the repercussion of the bad as well.
Okay, now, you married an Ed Sheeran fanatic.
Amanda.
Huge congratulations, by the way. You only got married recently enough. So,
thank you.
She was fanatical about Ed Sheeran. She's now married an Ed Sheeran lookalike. You know the way people will talk about this, going, oh, she's only into him because of the... Obviously, she's fallen in love with Ty.
Yeah.
That's the added bonus that he looks like Ed Sheeran. You know, how was that meeting an Ed Sheeran superfan and then, you know, starting a relationship with her?
Because I like Ed Sheeran as well, myself.
Mm.
But, like, she... Since knowing her and meeting her and everything, like, we just got on a very personal level, you know, aside from Ed Sheeran, if you just cut that out of the subject. And,
yeah.
I didn't look like Ed or something. It'd be just like we were the perfect couple. And obviously, just with that on top, it just makes it stand away.
Okay. And so what do you do on a day-to-day basis? I mean, this is your full-time job, I take it.
Yeah, so I've literally got back from Romania yesterday filming a TV show, so I just go all over the show. I was in France last week doing another show. So it's just like all over the place. Like if someone like wants a bit of Ed Sheeran's face on camera or promoting a product or, you know, a bit of entertainment, like I just fly out or drive out there and film, basically.
What about the lookalikes at the wedding? Did you have you got many lookalike friends? And if you have, who was at the wedding?
I do. So Martin was at the wedding. So he was the Gordon Ramsay lookalike.
Oh, brilliant.
We're very good friends. So we worked together and get on and got, you know, each other on Facebook and that.
I presume he did the dinner for you at the wedding. He did all the cooking at the wedding, right?
Well, he pretended to. He's got the look, but he can't cook. Like, you know, I've got the look, but I can't sing. It's like, all these lookalikes are like the opposite of what you think they'd be. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's never a perfect match of something where it's like, they look like them and they are them. Do you know what I mean? Like, kind of funny, actually, in the industry.
Ty, what a fascinating situation you have yourself in life. I hope, I can only say to you, I hope Ed Sheeran is never involved in any major scandal because it's going to be game over. But he's not that kind of fella.
I really shaved my head and changed.
That's it, yeah. lovely to meet you. Ty Jones, find him on Instagram. Have a look online. It's phenomenal how much this guy looks like Ed Sheeran. Yeah. It's lovely to chat to you and thanks for taking time out of your day to have a chat to us in Cork.
Thanks, Ty.
Take care, Ty.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Cheers.
Bye. Good luck. Bye. What a mad life. Unbelievable. Milton Jones is coming to Cork. He is one of the funniest comedians on the scene. Absolute genius. Rory, he's the king of the one-liners.
Is he?
He is indeed.
He's taking my crown, is he?
Absolutely, 100%. The new show, it's not Hamilton, it's Ha-Milton. Incredible. Like the name even just kicks it off already. It's brilliant.
Well, thank you very much. What a coincidence, eh? Yeah.
Are you a fan of Hamilton? Have you taken any kind of inspiration at all from it? Or is it just a really cute pun?
What do you think? I may wear some kind of hat on my head, but I think that's the only nod to it. There's not much music in it because I'm completely tone deaf. In fact, the only time I sang in public was in a nativity play when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
I was Angel A, or as the other children call me, Angela. I just forgot my words. Everyone was looking at me, but fortunately I had a crib sheet just inside the manger, and that worked out. But anyway, I talk about lots of things to do with music and my life. And also topical events like the Russians are infiltrating everything, even the instructions to my cottage pie last night said Putin microwave.
It's a dad gag special. Rory and Victoria versus Milton Jones.
Okay.
Victoria, take it away, please.
Bacon and eggs walk into a bar. The bartender says, sorry, we don't serve breakfast.
Hey.
I accidentally glued the tip of my thumb to the tip of my index finger, but it looks like everything's going to be okay from now on.
Oh, fantastic. All right, King of the One-Liners, Milton, take it away.
My Auntie Marge has been ill for so long, we've changed her name to I Can't Believe She's Not Better.
Vic.
Yeah, he's going to win this anyway, I can tell you now. What does a clock do when it's hungry? It goes back 4 seconds.
Oh, that's not bad. Nice little wordplay.
Say what you will about taxidermy, but it takes a lot of guts.
That's good.
That's really good, buddy. Really good. Milton Jones.
About a month before he died, my grandmother covered my grandfather's back with lard. And after that, he went downhill very quickly.
Vic!
What do you call it when your feet fall asleep? Comatose.
Let's go, Rory.
I took the shell off my racing snail, thinking it would make him go faster. It didn't. Now he's more sluggish.
Milton.
We don't know much about Galileo. He was a poor boy from a poor family.
I ran into a lamppost yesterday. Luckily, I only sustained light injuries.
Oh, dear.
I don't usually make mathematical puns unless I'm desperate, but I make one if I have to.
That's very good.
My other grandfather, when he died, we didn't even get the chance to say goodbye, which was all the more poignant because he drowned in a bowl of Cheerios.
Superman is useless on Wednesday evenings because he goes to a weekly Bitcoin meetup. It's okay. His crypto night.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Alright, final one to Milton.
I always remember my father saying to me, "Send to pay for your education. Your mother and I had to make a lot of sacrifices because they were both druids."
I think as our special guest, we'll give the last go. Yeah. Last gag to Milton. Go on.
My brother, he's in his final year, if he doesn't stop annoying me. He's studying agriculture and communication.
Right.
Specialising in sheep. In the end, he came out with a BAA.
Oh, my God. The king of the one-liners is in the Opera House. Milton Jones is coming to Cork. If you want an absolutely incredible night out, go check him out. It's been an honour, sir. Thank you so much.
No, my pleasure too. Thank you.
Milton Jones, everybody.
Well done,
excellent.
Well
done. Dad gag special. What is there? This Tinder, this Hinge, this Grindr. I don't know anything else really about them. I hear all the cool kids talking about it.
That's it.
We kind of missed the boat on that, correct? Didn't we? We had to do it the old-fashioned way, Rory.
Yeah, if Tinder was around in my day, it would have been just another avenue for women to say no to me.
Aw, Rory.
I know. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm only fishing for compliments, Vic.
I know. I fell right into that one. You're gorgeous, so you are.
I remember the days. You just have to, you'd be on the circumference of the dance floor waiting for the old slow sets to drop.
The old slow nod.
Yeah.
Like, what was this, 1971, is it?
I never want to dance again.
Yeah, definitely 1971.
Not that old. Slow sets, for those of you who frequented nightclubs in the late 90s, it died out. You'd wait, the DJ would play three slow sets a night, usually three slow songs, and that was your moment to pounce. If you were keeping an eye on somebody in the club, this was Tinder back in the day.
Yeah.
This was your swiping right was the slap you got across the face when they said no. That's how it worked out. So, Tinder Tales this morning. I want you to meet Sophia Franklin.
Hi, Sophia.
Sophia Franklin, this is what she has put up on her post. She's a kind of an influencer lady. She's got business lady, a lot of followers. A lot of fans, but she gives out some dating advice.
I'm not joking. I have asked the last three dudes I've dated for their bank account info on the first date.
Bank account info for first date. No mess. And she wants to see your balance before you're even getting to eat some spuds with her. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
How do you
feel about that, lads?
Do you want my opinion?
Yeah.
I just think that's disgusting.
Or maybe she's just like, maybe this is the way that it is. Like, she's cutting through all the bull.
No, it's really ugly.
Straight into it.
Is she looking for, like, the Bic and eye ban, or is she just looking for the balance?
She wants to see the balance.
All right.
Yeah.
The Bic and eye ban. She hasn't got half an hour. Well, maybe she has.
Outside Isaacs and McCartan Street going, so that's IKAIB 44. This is unbelievable as well. A woman has posted her Tinder tale of what happened to her. There's a man out there on Tinder and Hinge. His name is Joshua. Had a great date with him. Ended up going back to his special cuddles, the works.
Yeah.
She woke up in the morning. He'd robbed her shoes.
Yeah. What? The shoes.
The Mary Janes were stolen.
And Mary Janes?
Not the Mary Janes, Vic.
Oh.
It was given to her as a birthday gift. It was a birthday gift from her father. It cost about 900 quid, apparently. Shoes were gone. He was gone.
I mean, that's awful.
Took the brogues.
Why would you spend 900 quid on a pair of shoes?
But this is a warning to all of you Tinder tailors this morning, if you're heading out over the weekend. Everybody can learn from this.
Watch your shoes.
Not so much watch your shoes. When you go to a restaurant and you're having a bit of grub and you get the wine menu, don't be afraid to ask how much it is. And especially if they give you a wine menu and there's no pricing.
Yeah.
Have a listen to what happened to this lady.
girl at work told me this story this morning. It's going to make you lol massively. So basically, a friend of hers went on a Tinder date to the Shard for some drinks. So she, when she got there, she was like, ordered herself this like £50 bottle of wine. Anyway, when her Tinder date arrived, he sort of had some, he was like, oh yeah, that's really nice. They ordered like a couple more bottles. Anyway, when the bill came, it was £15,000. And she'd misread the menu and she thought it was 50. It was £5,000 per bottle. She was then like, I can't pay this. Like, what the hell? The guy on the Tinder date was like, I thought it was a £50 bottle of wine. Like, she then had to get the manager over and was like, I'm really sorry, but I cannot afford £15,000. He was like, well, can you pay retail price, which is £9,000? She was like, no, I still can't pay £9,000. And she was like to people, like, why the hell did you warn me? And they were like, well, we get billionaires that come in here. Like, we don't ask people because it can like be insulting. Anyway, she now has a direct debit set up to the Shard that she has to pay up. And then, I literally was like, are you f***ing me?
For the next 10 years, there's a direct debit coming out of her account. America's Got Talent was broadcast to the nation of America last night. Millions and millions of people were watching our little Colleen from Cork. Steph, what can I say? I was a little bit weepy.
Yeah,
there
so was I.
There was tears this morning. We're just super proud of you. Super proud of you.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it, man.
You watched it live last night, I would imagine. What was it like seeing yourself all edited up and, you know, that amazing cast of judges in front of you?
It was honestly, when I tell you that I don't remember anything except for singing the song, I remember nothing else about it. Like, and that's not very like me. I'm normally pretty on top of stuff, but... Yeah. It was incredible. Like, honestly, I was so nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was just explaining to Claire outside, actually, that like I've started biting my nails the last couple of months.
Okay. No fingers.
And then my
left.
2-year-old is doing the same thing, watching me, and I'm like, we're going to have to break this habit. I was so nervous.
Oh my God, was Jackson watching it?
He watched it this morning, and
what did he think?
He said to I was actually up in bed. He watched it with Gary because like obviously one of us had to stay in bed last night because he woke at 5 o'clock standard this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And he turned to Gary and he said, "It's magic, Dada."
Oh, wow.
And then at the end, he gave us a big, well done, Mama.
That's so cute. Yeah.
So he gets it.
I mean, that's his first, honestly, like, that's his first time probably seeing me on TV. We don't, it's not like we're playing the YouTube videos at home for him, you know? So he probably was wondering what was going on, but it was amazing.
That's very cute, Steph.
Okay, so aired last night. Let's join America's Got Talent for when you come out on stage and you meet the judges for the first time.
Is this your first time, like, attempting to be in a competition like AGT?
Yeah, I've had a very kind of roller coaster career, I would say. The song that I'm going to play for you today has had quite a big moment in the past. And we made it in just a tiny room and put it up one Monday morning. And it just, by the end of the day, it had 1 million views.
Wow.
And then I signed a deal after the song came out. I think I probably didn't fully know who I was back when I signed that deal. The journey from then until now has been hard. It's a tough industry, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be resilient. And I think sometimes when the downs come, you have to be willing to kind of pick yourself back up.
Yeah.
So here I am.
So the song is called...
It's called Please Don't Go. I wrote it about losing my nephew when I was a teenager. He was about to turn 1. It was the day before his first birthday and he passed away.
Oh, sorry.
And it took me a long time to write a song about it. Honestly, I was about to give up music. So I was like, I want to make something for me that I believe in. So this song means more to me than I can actually, like, even describe.
Good for you for doing that and not giving up.
Wow. That itself is tough. You know, going out and just giving the backline to the story of the song and having to bring up your little nephew and those emotions. And I'd imagine you've already got this nervous energy going on and you're before the whole of America doing this as well.
Yeah, it's surreal. I think it's like, I think it's kind of a bit of a privilege now at the moment with Please Don't Go, because it's been kind of consistently going viral for the past couple of months again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like the last time this all happened, I was just constantly terrified because I was always afraid of saying the wrong thing. And, you know, it is a very exposing song. Like, I am talking about something very personal when I talk about it. But now it seems to have become, and it's amazing to see the reaction online to the audition, it seems to have become a song that's for everybody else now.
Absolutely, yeah.
Where I don't need it as much anymore from when I wrote it. And it was like such an amazing thing for me to be able to write about.
Yeah.
It's like, what a privilege that people will come and talk to me about what they've experienced, you know. So that's why I wanted to go and do this. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, just do something big for the song.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it's going to lead, but it was an extremely cool experience watching it last night. Very.
Simon Cowell's reaction just at the end.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. That was incredible. And then the crowd. They took their time coming in, Steph, didn't they? They do that thing when they're editing America's Got Talent. They just leave that little gap. And yeah. you're not sure, Vic, if they're gonna.
It's like a dramatic pause, isn't it?
That drama pause. Yeah. Let's have a listen to the comments, because this is where everyone got a little weepy, you know, watching how the judges responded.
Such a beautiful, heartfelt song. You can tell what you went through. It was very simple and perfect.
Very few acts move people, and that was one of the most relatable, emotional moments we've had on season 19. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. Your voice sounded amazing on this stage. It was just a real special moment.
Well done. Thank you.
Of all the new songs I've heard this year, this is the best by a mile.
Wow.
And even though it's about something really sad, it's real. And your voice is beautiful. A lot of people are going to resonate with that song and you. I absolutely love this.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie, I'm going to give you your first yes.
Yes. I think I'm going to give you about 4,000 yeses.
Standing ovation. Simon Cowell runs up on stage then. Runs over to Stephanie.
Yeah.
Huge hug.
That was what I call a moment. That song is so beautiful. Thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh. I'm getting emotional.
Stop pressing the button, Steph. We know you're on Red FM. You know you have your own show. You don't have to keep pressing it. Stephanie Rainey. Oh, for God's sake.
It's my show now.
Your show now. It's the Steph show. What was that like? That just must be mind-blowing for you. Because, you know, sitting down, that song, you know, not only was it so personal to you, but for that overwhelming reaction from millions of complete strangers, and I guarantee there's people in that audience that have seen that track somewhere on TikTok, but to get that response from the judges as well,
like, I suppose, like, when you take everything else aside, like, it's extremely validating, I guess. Yeah. In a lot of ways, you know, I would never have seen myself being able to do something like that, honestly. Like, I can go and I can perform in front of like thousands of people, but I'd never thought I could have the actual nerve to go,
yeah,
and do that. I couldn't have done it without my best friend there. I'm not going to lie. I would not have been able to do
amazing.
It. But she was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was just like, I just think I've been doing this for such a long time, and I feel like I just tried to push myself out of my comfort zone for this. And we did. And I think,
hey,
you know,
deserve it. You deserve everything.
Of it, like,
everything.
Yeah.
You should be proud of yourself. Some of the comments that come in on YouTube. Should have got the golden buzzer. One of my favorite auditions this season. I was in the audience. She sang this. One of the best. The song is so beautiful. I'm still wiping tears away. How is this not a golden buzzer? I lost my mom in 2023 in December. This song is what I needed. I mean, that alone is worth doing it, isn't it?
100%, man.
You know, when you get a comment like that, you know, that really makes it. This made me cry. Grief is awful. She's got a beautiful voice and a beautiful soul. It goes on and on and on. Not to blow smoke, you know, but you've hit hard with this one.
Yeah.
I hope so. And, you know, like I said, it's all about the song. It's all about reaching people. And
yeah.
Let's just see where it goes from here. You know, who knows where it's going to lead.
What is going to happen next? Where to?
The next thing is we might progress to like the live shows, which would be great to get to do something else and do another song there.
Yeah.
This morning it's charting in different places, like America, it's charting everywhere.
Wow.
Like, it's wild.
Oh,
so
wow, yeah.
I think, you know what, these moments will, like, they live forever, like the auditions. I think that was one of the big reasons why we wanted to do this show, because like, it lives forever, and it's like, you get to go and do something, you get to go and play your music and explain the backstory to it, and that's all my music is about.
That's what you want.
So who knows?
Well done. Are you working this evening, by the way?
I am.
Have to give you a day off.
Back at it again, lads.
Back at no messing. Back down to reality.
Back down. Well, do you know what? It's not too bad of a reality now.
It's a great reality. Steph's here at 7 o'clock this evening. We're super proud of you. Cork is super proud of you. And listen, fingers crossed for the next level.
We'll be watching. Let's get some money. The 1,000
euro pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Mahon Point Retail Park.
Morning, Al. How's it going?
All good. Knowing yourself?
Not too bad. Alan is, well, he's not working, but he's supposed to be working.
He's talking to us.
He's on the DOS. He's hiding down the back of the factory.
Oh, you're dead right.
You're working with STP Packing.
I'm entitled to a little break.
You are, you know. And I think there should be a pop quiz break written into everybody's contract where you get you get 20 minutes off to answer city questions there on the radio. Yeah. STP Packing on Forge Hill is where you work, Alan.
That's it, yeah.
So tell me what you do on a day-to-day basis.
I'm in the warehouse doing goods inwards, so I'd look after all the deliveries and stuff like that. So just unloading trucks and putting stuff away, and
that's it. So
keeps me busy.
Alan, the show, you keep it on the road, buddy.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Place would fall apart without me.
Yeah.
You said it, Al. Victoria, did you have a question to ask Al?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
About anything that they... No?
No.
Are you sure? I thought you wanted to ask him something. They did a particular type of chocolate or something. No, you didn't?
No, that was your question.
Okay. Alan, will we go for the quiz, will we?
We will.
Let's go. Let's play in 3, 2, 1. Shake It Off is a song by who, Alan?
Taylor Swift.
Who is the UK's Prime Minister?
Rishi Sunak.
Question number 3. Summer Bay was an area in what show?
Home and Away.
Question number 4. What US singer plays in Cork tonight?
Shania Twain.
Question 5. Who is England's football manager?
Gareth Southgate.
Number 6. What superstar died on this day in 2009 and played Cork back in 1989?
Michael Jackson.
Question number 7. What singer are we having brunch with on Friday? Cork singer.
Cian DeCroix.
Question number 8. In what country is Ayanapa? Ayanapa.
Cyprus.
Question number 9. Who do Cork play next in the hurling?
Limerick.
Question 10. Who had a hit with Where's Me Jumper?
Bob.
Come on. It's there
Sultan's
somewhere. Say that again.
Sultan's a ping.
Sultan's a ping. Final answer.
Or Sultan's a swing.
Oh, hold on. You gave me Sultan's a ping.
He did give you that first.
Sultan's of Swing is a Dire Straits song.
No, he meant the first
Sultans
one.
Of ping. We are the Sultans of Ping. No, it doesn't work. No. All right.
That was a really good round, Alan. Take a bow, my friend.
Take a bow.
I think the last one is wrong.
Let's find out. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off is correct. Rishi Sunak is correct. Home and Away is correct. Summer Bay. Shania Twain is in town a little bit later on tonight. Gareth Southgate is the England manager. For how much longer? It all depends on the next couple of rounds, Gareth. Yeah. What superstar passed away on this day in 2009? It was Michael Jackson. Cian DeCroix is having brunch with us on Friday in the Opera House. That is correct. Ayanapa is in Cyprus. Remember, there was a whole few years there where Ayanapa was taken over from Ibiza.
Yeah, it was.
It was the place to go to.
Yeah.
Who do Cork play next in the hurling? Limerick. Alan, are we going to take Limerick again, are we?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Play like they did the first day and they might.
Come on, Cork. No pressure. Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
What's your full name?
Alan Kenny.
You just won €1,000, buddy. Yes! Yes! It was the Sultans of Ping FC, technically. The Sultans of Ping had Where's Me Jumper. Alan, you've got a grand. Woohoo!
Thanks a million.
Well, we were due a winner.
Yeah, we were.
It's been a while, Eileen.
In fairness, you flew through that, Al.
Al, that was brilliant.
Thanks,
that was absolutely brilliant. €1,000 with your name on it for 60 seconds work. You won't get that packing boxes, buddy, will you?
No,
I don't think so.
Nice little top up. What would you like to do, Alan? Any plans? Any bills that need sorting out?
I have a wedding there now in Castle Martyr next week. So
okay.
It's a 3-day event, so that'll help me.
See you later, Grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh,
yeah, what a beautiful venue to be going to.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something absolutely mad?
Is he getting married himself?
No, he's not getting married.
Are you sure?
So yesterday on the show, Vic, with the caller who was on the show, was a lad who was painting. He was painting the temple down in Doshanbera. Where did you spend the weekend?
Doshanbera.
You're going to a wedding in Castle Martyr. I wrote all the questions this morning on a notebook from
Castle Martyr.
I'm just holding the notebook up to Victoria.
This is weird.
That's freaky.
This is freaky.
I have a notebook. I was down in Castle Martyr doing some work for another station. They're in the group, lads. They're in the group. It's part of Bower. It's all right.
That's unbelievable.
I took a notebook with me to write some stuff on it, and I put your questions on it this morning. All right, Alan.
Brilliant.
It was meant to be,
it
kids.
It was.
Enjoy your grand. Well done. Thanks
Take
for listening.
And, thanks a million, guys.
Bye.
If you go listening to anyone else at breakfast time, I'll be in to find you. I'll be into the packing crew. I'll find you, buddy.
So, what happened?
Lock it in, Alan. Good Yay. Luck.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.